I thought, well, it's too much effort to draw them out on paper each time and get the bond angles and bond lengths right. Best to, you know, make out some cardboard cutouts. So I just used ordinary sort of thin pieces of white-covered smooth cardboard and attached to them hydrogen atoms. So I made the 6 and 9-member rings and then distinguished adenine and guanine or thymine and by little sticks which said, yeah, here is a hydrogen atom at the tip, and if you have a good hydrogen bond, it should immediately, it should point directly at the acceptor. And so I finally put those together. Didn't really have them in good shape until early Saturday morning, February 28th. I got in early and finally was going to see which ones fit together. And Francis had kept telling me, well, you know, there's Chargaff's pairs. Would they pair to each other? And but I didn't like Chargaff. Ever since I'd met him a year before, I thought, I don't want to use his data in finding the structure. You know, boy, it was really stupid. And but I couldn't help, you know, just switching around out the table to see that adenine and thymine had formed a very nice base pair, and guanine and thymine formed one identical in shape. And I thought, you can build a double helix where it's adenine and thymine and guanine and cytosine base pairs.